Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain comments for today, Tuesday, June 20th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were July corn up 2 cents, 642 and a quarter. December corn down 0.75 cents at 596 and 0.75. July wheat down 7.25 cents at 680 and 0.75. July beans up a nickel, 1471 and a half. And November beans down 4 cents at 1338 and a quarter. Well, we opened up strong. November beans were up as much as 20, 22 cents higher in the first hour or so of trading. And we had a little bit of profit taking. We went down and filled all the opening gaps and traded lower. You know, they had some rain, southern Illinois, southern Indiana, into Kentucky, Tennessee, but they weren't real heavy and it was very limited to one little group of storms. The rest of the week, we look fairly dry, maybe until Saturday, temperatures heating up into the 90s. We expect to see crop progress ratings take a fall here in corn and beans, maybe 2 to 3 percentage points. So I don't see anything bearish out here. I think all we did was go back down, fill the opening gaps, then started to try to work its way higher again. We'll get export inspections at 10 o'clock. I don't expect those to be anything big out here. I still think the weather is the key thing here. I'm surprised we broke as much as we did overnight. December corn broke 20, 21 cents off the highs. November beans broke about 37 off its highs. But we came back pretty good here. So, you know, I think all we did was flush out some of the week longs, fill the gaps, and that's really about it. I don't see anything tremendous out here that would change anything. I think the pros are going to look to buy the breaks. The funds are now long corn, long beans, long meal, and long oil. The only thing they're still short is about 72,000 contracts of wheat. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.